Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 2nd of August 2022. The Bible reading today is Proverbs chapter 15, verses 31 to 33. Whoever heeds life-giving correction will be at home among the wise. Those who disregard discipline despise themselves, but the one who heeds correction gains understanding. Wisdom's instruction is to fear the Lord, and humility comes before honor. Today's article, titled Life-Giving Correction, was written by Karen Pimpo. Unfortunately, we had a pretty hard conversation recently, said Shelley. I don't think either of us enjoyed it, but I really felt her attitude and actions needed to be addressed in order to keep from hurting those around her. Shelley was talking about the young woman she mentors. Although uncomfortable, their conversation was fruitful and actually strengthened their relationship. Just a few weeks later, the two women led a church-wide prayer time with the theme of humility. Even outside of a formal mentoring relationship, we'll face a tough conversation or two with a brother or sister in Christ. In Proverbs, a book full of timeless wisdom, the importance of humility in giving and receiving correction is a repeated theme. In fact, constructive criticism is called life-giving and leads to true wisdom. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 5 says, "A fool spurns discipline, while those who heed correction show good judgment." Put plainly, the one who hates correction will die. As Shelley witnessed, truth, spoken in love, can bring new life to a relationship. Is there someone in your life to whom a word of loving, life-giving correction should be spoken? Or perhaps you have recently received wise admonishment and been tempted to respond with anger or indifference. To disregard discipline is to despise oneself, but to heed correction is to gain understanding. Let's ask God to help us give and receive correction with humility today. Let's pray. Dear God, I seek your wisdom. Give me a humble heart, ready to receive life-giving correction. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.